Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's summertime.
No more waiting around. No more wondering what the heck is going on with the Good Day program, or more importantly, what's going on in the world that we want to talk about that matters. What matters to you, what matters to us, and usins would include, but not be limited to, Jay Kirshner. Well, I was about to say something with a P. J.P. That's it. J.P. Kirshner here on the Good Day
Program. Sounds like a law firm.
Yes, it does. Yep. And you're under arrest. All right. So Doug Steffen and Jay are here to beat the heat, among other things. Look at those. The temperature in the Midwest, hot, hot. My sister, who lives outside of Minneapolis, said it was 113 degrees there yesterday. Yeah. And those of you listening out in that neck of the woods, you are probably trying to figure out how we can have, how is it possible for us to have more blistering heat? And what we're going to do in terms of activities, what the heck do you do in the heat when it's like this? You can't do anything. You can't do much, right? You're all sweaty. The temperatures.
Yeah, but at the same time, everyone around you is sweaty, too. So it's kind of just like,
yeah, sweat.
And there are other places on Earth that are way hotter, with a lot more days way hotter. And
yes,
you still function. You still go to work. You still do things now, all mm-hmm. of that. But also, I think we forget, too, that August and September are the hottest days of summer. It's not July.
August. Yeah. The and here, by the way, in the farm here in Massachusetts, it's cool where we have temperatures 54 degrees right now down by the barn, and it's supposed to be about 70, 75 today, where last week at this time it was 85, the week before that it was 95. So it's summer, and get over yourself with all the stuff that I can't get anything done because it's too hot. By the way, if you are having problems getting those jobs, those tasks, or maybe just the things in life you have to get done, think about what Mary Lou Retton said. Remember her, the great tennis player? Every great accomplishment is the story of a flaming heart. Think about what you do, and if it's great, is it because you're passionate about it? That's usually what makes people great, because they have a passion for something. Or maybe they have passion for more than one thing. They have a passion for a person in their life. They have a passion for, or maybe more than one. Let's say you've got children, the husband, the wife, all those things. Or a good friend. And then you have your job. Or if you have a couple of different things going on and you're fortunate enough to like them, I knock on wood, because I have three things that I involve myself with every day and I enjoy them all. Sometimes I don't have as much time for one or two of them, because the other one takes up all of the yesterday's been uh-huh. all day, all afternoon in meetings, and I didn't get any farm work done. But, focus yourself on something that you either have passion for or you can develop passion
yes.
for, and you won't think about the heat. Yes, you started to say.
Absolutely. Well, no, I was just going to say, and a lot of people sometimes say, when you're doing so many things, how can you give 100% to everything? Well, mm-hmm. you don't, not at the same time. You give 100% to whatever task you are currently doing.
Yep, exactly. So if you are in the central part of the country and there is a lot of heat, and maybe I should have come up with this a while ago, but I didn't put two and two together. The heat-related illnesses, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, they will be a problem, and they are real risks. The temperatures, especially if they're over 100 degrees, and so the strategies to keep yourself, people say, I'm going to be in air conditioning or do some things that I'll just sit and watch. I'll sit and read, or I'll stay cool. So if you're dizzy, If your heart is racing, if you are short of breath, the temperatures will, because the heat does something to your heart. Dr. Ken will talk about this on his program with me, the Good Day Health Show with Ken Kronos, that airs on most of these same stations every weekend. Also, you can get the podcast, the download at gooddayhealthshow.com. We'll talk about advice that he has for your body temperature, keeping it in control, in check. There are such things as heat cramps. But if you're in the shade, if you have water around, whether you're drinking it or you're in it, there are people that use, you know, I don't want to give all the stuff away that we're going to talk about, but I thought that would be, a good promotion, something good for you to think about.
Yeah.
Just think about being cool. Think about an ice cube. That's all.
Oh, put it on your wrists, on the other side of your wrists.
Right. Yep. All right, let's go over to Maui and find out what the lawyers are doing, because that's the next page, the legal tactic that was used. And it was, and I will say this, actually, I talked to Maria about it, Maria Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer, in terms of why I bring her name up. Her son was the first to die. There were 46 people that were killed in that fire in Santa Clara about, I want to say, 5 or 6 years ago. You remember when that big fire was? It was caused by the spark burning.
Oh, yes.
Was it 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I want to say it was about 6 years ago.
Yeah, something in that vicinity. So she and I were talking about what's going on with her. And with a lot of other people, there's a group of families who lost loved ones in that fire. And so apparently a few of them are lawyers, and I'm not sure they're connected directly, but I think there's a connection. The property owners in Hawaii have seized on this same thing that the folks in California did to make sure they get compensation from Hawaii Electric, because the damages, it seems now pretty clear what caused that fire that ravaged that part of Maui. And so under the circumstance, it doesn't require proving negligence, and that was why PG&E, which is the largest utility in California, went into bankruptcy, and then the state got them out of bankruptcy. But the victims are sharing a $13.5 billion settlement. They haven't gotten all of the money. They're getting it in chunks. But Hawaiian Electric almost admits that they are the ones who are at fault. So that'll put them out of the way. Wouldn't you think the other electric companies would learn from this, frankly, from what happened in California, and see the danger of not taking care of business? Because that's really what this is. They did not take care of business. They weren't taking care of the lines. They weren't taking care of the things that surround. I was mowing some hay yesterday next to an electric line, and I've noticed that the people, this is, we have Eversource in our area, and they're taking great pains to keep a swath underneath these big, huge power lines clean and clear, so that the same sort of thing wouldn't happen. Frankly, I gave it a second thought, because I went in to look around to see if there was any hay underneath that I could mow, and I thought to myself, I don't want to be under these lines. What happens if something happens?
Yeah.
Right?
It can happen so quickly. Also, as people of the community, if we see something, we need to call and let them know. There is this video floating around social media. No word if this was the actual power lines that went down and caused the fire or if it was a different one, but there was this video from Hawaii of people saying with the winds, and there was this one power line that kept looking like it was about to fall, and then an hour later it was even lower to the ground.
Yeah.
And people taking video of this were just kind of like making a joke out of it, of, okay, how long until this falls and this is down? If that really was the power line that started all of this, and these people just took video to post to social media and didn't actually call anybody?
That's what happens with people sometimes. We really have a lot of clueless people, unfortunately, or selfish, whatever. Also, People will be talking today about what's going on in China in terms of finance. I don't know that you'll hear this on most regular, straightforward conversation programs. You'll hear it on Bloomberg probably and some of the other radio programs and things that feature economic news. The global funding of some of China's blue chip stocks has dropped in one day almost $10 billion. So people are exiting, taking money out of some of what has been considered would be like IBM or some of the blue chip stocks here in America. I guess Meta is a blue chip stock. Amazon certainly is, some of the big companies that we all know about that are considered the best, the strongest, the healthiest. So there's that kind of a sell-off going on. There are a lot of people who know a lot more than you and me who are getting out because they feel the Chinese economy is about to crash. And so, you know, I think about my own attitude toward the Chinese government, and it's pretty negative, and there's a pretty good reason, plenty of actually good reasons for us to be negative about the Chinese government. But you wonder how much the Chinese people are going to suffer. And then with that thought, I was thinking, well, you know what the old philosophers say, you get the government you deserve. And so if the Chinese people have accepted this without another revolution, the revolution that brought the Chinese communists into party power in 1948, is it time for another revolution there? And then you think about what's going on in our country and some of the revolutionary ideas that people are putting forth. Go back to January 6th and what happened then. I don't think our country is in that much danger, but then people say, yeah, you're being naive. There's a lot of angry people. Look at the split. Look at how people spend all the time that they do. What the heck was that?
It sounded like a train.
I know it did, didn't it? I don't need train tracks, or maybe somebody put a train track in overnight that I didn't see. Anyway, the point is that we are the world is in a kind of volatile state right now. There's a lot of stuff going on, and again, because we focus so much on the political realities in our country, you're not really hearing or knowing what's going on around the world. But there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of upset in the world, and China is a pretty good example of what's going on that I think ought to be examined a little more carefully. So that's why we'll talk about it here, more than not. 18 after the hour.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Yeah.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour, 23 minutes and 2 seconds past the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Time for us now to focus on some of the new social media gossipy stuff with a focus on a guy named Billy McFarland. You may or may not remember him. Do you remember the Fyre Festival? Do you remember what happened with that fiasco back in 2017? Well, you'll be happy to know that Mr. McFarland is back again with an exciting announcement, and we'll have that excitement. If you can wait, please do, because we'll have the excitement as the excitement continues. It's exciting! Well,
mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
All right, so this Billy McFarland is a producer. And one of the things he's best known for was that Fyre Festival, F-Y-R-E. That was supposed to take place, but didn't. It was a fraudulent festival filled with phony foolishness.
Mm-hmm. And people were basically stranded with barely food sandwiches kind of situation. Yeah. The first one, it looked like it was going to be huge. It was this luxurious music festival, and Ja Rule was actually a part of the founding team, but he was kept out of the loop on all of this stuff, so he thought it was legit himself. There, it was promoted by different social media influencers and supermodels.
It was a big sham.
Yeah, right? Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Hailey Baldwin, more. And so it looked like this amazing thing, but basically they spent all of their money in promoting this thing. So by the time people who bought tickets and were attending this festival made it to the island, there was no luxury hotel. It was basically these tents that resembled those, like FEMA shelter tents,
like
almost.
P.T. Barnum.
Yes, apparently not a lot of artists were booked. The artists that were booked kind of found out that this whole thing was in shambles. They backed out of performing, and then there was no way to get off of this island.
Did he get
sued?
He got sued.
He went to jail, I believe, and now he's trying to do it again. It's like the whole, if at first you don't succeed, try again. So not only is he trying to do a Fyre Festival 2, a reiteration of this, tickets are already on sale. Now no guests have been booked. No artists have been booked, and no location
Suckers.
Has been booked.
Suckers!
But you can still go ahead and get your tickets if you are feeling adventurous.
P.T. Barnum said there was a sucker born every minute. That's why he charged 25 cents to go to the egress. Do you know, James, what the egress is? James Collins in our studio in Dallas.
No, I have no idea.
No idea what it is. You know what the egress is, right, Jay?
Yes. Let me just double check with the Google bot to make sure I'm on this.
It starts with an E and has an X and an I and a T in it. The Roger Thesaurus would tell you that this way to the egress means this way out. There's the exit. Nobody knew what egress meant, so they were happy to pay 25 cents to P.T. Barnum because they thought, wow, here's something more exciting. And his response when they paid 25 cents because they didn't know what an egress was is there's a sucker born every second. So there, let's not be suckers and get sucked into that. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos? No, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with a local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping Kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today, and all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit Omega.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
The hour as we sing and dance our way into your hearts. What is happening today? It is a Wednesday. 23rd of August is upon us. What's the, that mean that we have one more? What's today? No, we have tomorrow. We'd be a week from tomorrow. 31st. What's the old thing? 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest of 31 in kind, except February, which has 29.
That's a lot. I just learned 30 days have September, April, June, and November, when short February is done, all the rest of 31. But you can also count on your knuckles.
Really? Knuckles.
Where, like, the knuckles are the 31 days, and the in-between the knuckles, where it goes lower, are the 30 days.
12,
13. I have. Oh, I didn't count the knuckles on my thumb. Okay, well, that's an exercise for you to be creative, get your mind going. Why not? It's part of our job here. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen co-creating with things like nature. How many of you, we were talking about the heat earlier, things have grown. I know one of the things we've suffered on the farm this summer because of all the rain, but I will tell you, things are really growing. We can't get the weather to finish our haying, but the corn, wow, and some of the other things that are going on with people who have their own vegetable gardens. We have a huge one here on the farm, and that's growing like tomatoes are everywhere, cucumbers are everywhere, summer squash is everywhere. We've got the huge, I'm talking about cabbages the size of your head. And so if you have done some of that, and you invested yourself, maybe you're helping yourself. One of the things, I was talking about my son and what he was doing with his front yard in California. They live off of one of the main streets, and they have a pretty large front yard. So he decided he was going to change the way the front yard looked. And so he and Jasper, who's his almost a two-year-old, have been outside and working in the sun to teach as much as anything else. Brendan worked on the farm when he was a kid, but he was allergic to hay, so there are a lot of things he couldn't do. But doing this sort of thing is giving him great pleasure, and Jasper is learning about things. He can't quite say it yet, but he's learning about things that grow and what the dirt feels like. You know, so many children today don't have any connection at all to the natural world. There's so much plasticity around.
And it's so good for them to get messy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Developmental to
get
their brain.
Dirty.
They learn to be shoeless, just walk around in their bare feet. It's so good for them.
But you know what else, Jay? Planting seeds and watching them grow to a point where you can actually eat what comes out of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's luscious as far as I'm concerned. I grew up around it, and I'm still, it's like watching a calf be born and then watch that cow, that calf grow into a cow. We've had 5 calves born in the past week or 10 days, one yesterday, and having been around them, I've had thousands of cows on the farm over the years, and I'm still fascinated by watching. And I was talking actually to a the doctor that gives birth is a kind of, what's that?
Oh, OBGYN.
An OBGYN. Okay. So here's a fellow that hasn't been affected negatively. Like when you oftentimes when you spend your life doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, it doesn't faze you. But yet when you are around life, and you're around creation, and you're around, like I'm around the animals, and he's around humans, and there are those people who grow things on farms, and they watch the radishes and the lettuce, all that stuff grow. It's a fabulous way to understand what life is all about. And I don't think I'm overstating it, frankly. I think one of the things that it did for me was help me to create my imagination. Imagine what it would be like to, and you fill in the blanks. Mine is to imagine what life would be like without having the ability to watch vegetables grow or, learning to eat. What life is about, understanding what your body is about and how medicine, food is medicine. I don't know. I'm getting excited about this and I'm going
to
go on to.
Well, and also what a rewarding experience to be able to see fruits of your labor and also have the nutrition from it. I think it's a beautiful thing. And a lot of people do take that for granted.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. These days, you're right about that. All right. Let's talk about the police and how they're being, how they're being viewed by the general public. Sometimes this becomes a political thing. Sometimes some people think the police should be defunded, which is ridiculous. I think that, like anything else, it requires a good police force, requires a good management, a good staff.
Oh, like any job or career field, it starts with management.
And you know what brought me around to thinking about this? Some communities here in Massachusetts are getting together. They're, instead of having a fire chief and a police chief, and I would be interested in what people think about this. Our social media handle is at Good Day Networks. So in order to save money, but also to be more properly managed, because the police and fire do a lot of the same things. So there are communities that are putting, and I wonder if this is happening around the rest of the world, putting the police department and the fire department together under one management team, one chief, and they're teaching the recruits how to be both firemen and policemen, so that you work 2 days a week as a fireman, and you work 3 days a week as a policeman, or
it
whatever.
It sounds like a lot of training, because also firemen are medics, too, where they used to be separated.
But it's practical, it would seem to me.
Uh-huh.
The police are, as public servants, you know, we tend to think of police just in, you know, it's all about crime. But it isn't really.
No,
there's a whole lot of stuff that police have to do that is duplicative with what the fire department people do. We've had, in Framingham, we have the fire folks who are after, you know, they're working 24-hour shifts, and they do that a couple times a week, and then some of them take on police traffic duty, and they're assigned, and they get paid the regular police, whatever it is, the detail amount, which is, I think, $40 an hour or something. So they can, it doesn't require the same skill. It doesn't require a lot of skill. It just requires paying attention to what's going on. But there's, you know, a way, because police, now the feeling is police shouldn't be doing that sort of thing. They shouldn't be directing traffic. They should be out, you know, helping people in a different way. I don't know how to define that. But anyway, there's a new state agency here. One of the things that brought this up, and this again is going on in different places around the country, I wonder if it's going on in your community or your state. This is an overseeing board. I guess that's the best way to. They're taking a look at police training and discipline. So they have put together a database of disciplinary actions taken against officers who work across the state. And apparently this past year, there were 3,400 disciplinary actions taken against police officers, most of whom certified to continue working as police. They've done things they, you know, some of the stuff is considered misconduct. Some of the things are racial bias. And I think that's not always a cut and, you know, black and white thing, pardon the pun. It's not cut and dried. Police using excessive force, people that are on the force using fabricating evidence, that sort of thing.
And that goes to, and it always gives other people a bad name. And like with any career field, human beings are a part of it. And there are some good, there are some inherently good. There are some who are good and just having a bad day or make a bad decision. There are some people who are genuinely bad people, regardless of what job they have. And when it is the job and the career of a police officer, that can be scary when you come across the bad ones, the bad human beings, not the bad officers, the bad human beings in general.
So that brings around the focus on how you become a police officer, how you become a firefighter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now the, and I think this is a positive step, you're going to be required in some circumstances to take psychological exam. I would think that'd be the first thing you'd do, either. Once
and
you
continue.
Physically.
That, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And that should be a continued situation, because that is a high-stress job, and that can be, it can be a very traumatic job.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes it's, I forget the saying, but like one bad apple can rot the rest
spoil
of the bunch.
One bad apple can spoil
a
whole bunch.
We actually know somebody whose husband was in the police force and did not like his certain location. He felt like there were a lot of bad people who happened to have the job of officer, and so he moved to a different one. And he felt like it was better, but there were still some people in there that were not doing great things. So he actually stopped being a police officer to become a lawyer. To help separate the good from the bad and to bring focus on the bad people who happen to have a job of police officer and not a focus on all police are bad, because that's truly not the case.
Well, you know, when you go through, I'm looking at this list because I thought it was attracting my attention yesterday when I saw it for the first time. There's a state police. Most of the complaints, or the majority of them, came against the state police. There's been a big problem with leadership and corruption at the state police level, which you'd think would get the most attention because it's the one that you see the most and is around the most, and it's harder to become a state police officer than it is to become a regular local police officer. But here's one guy who was most recently suspended for 29 days for neglecting his duty, he, in 1 year, had 12 misconduct incidents against him. Why is he still a police officer? And the police chief said, well, we can't hire people, so we have to kind of make do with what we have. Which, it seems to me, is not particularly intelligent thinking. You got a guy who's bad, so you go without rather than have somebody who would be, you know, the kind of thing that where people, here's a, there's been a problem with drinking on the job here. 61 police officers last year were either fired or suspended because they were using drugs while they were on the job. And here are 75 officers who were fired last year for using excessive force. Here were 77
well, and
fired
also, what are the locations? Because it does seem like some of the... maybe like bigger metro or cities
have a lot more of these issues
like the suburbs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are many more of these in Boston, Worcester, Springfield, than there are where I'm a, well, a fairly good-sized community, 72,000 people. We have the police chief told me last week that we had a shortage of 39 police officers. In other words, we're supposed to have a force, I think, of 110 or something like that. And that doesn't include, so he was telling me that dispatchers and things, they're trying to make those civil service jobs instead of making them police officer jobs so more police can be out on the street. But anyway, I just thought that was fairly interesting to look at the tracking, the discipline, and what it takes. I think the idea of having firefighters and police officers working sort of under the same conditions is a good idea. I think we need to tighten up on management in some of these communities. 48 after, what do you think? This is Good Day.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
www.ncmilitary.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it is food, farm, and family time here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay and I are going to celebrate with you National Coconut Day and National Coconut Week. As long as you don't try to drink something that comes from a coconut that's white, you're A-OK in my book, because coconuts...
delicious. Mix the pulpa, puree it so much that it becomes this coconuts. Liquid. Mix it a little with the water. Although I do love when you just crack open or put a little hole in a coconut and stick a straw in.
You do?
Just drink that water.
Coconut water is good. You know what I think is good is the coconut stuff, the oil that you can either cook with or you can put it on your skin. It's really good for your skin, that sort of thing.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, most if you think about coconuts, I don't even think we grow them here. They grow down in the Philippines and places like that in Africa, but I don't think there are any coconut plantations or coconut trees in America, at least in the 48. I'm speculating because I don't know. Maybe there are some down in Florida, but I don't remember ever seeing any coconuts down in Florida. At any rate, that's not the point of the conversation. Go back to 1940 when the National Coconut Corporation was created to promote and grow the coconut industry. And then let's see here. The Philippine Coconut Authority was established in 1973. 1976, coconut, it's now the coconut, good Doug. The Philippine Coconut Authority is the PCA. And they've decided, or they've come up with a promotional week, and that's what this is. It's also called Cocoa for Coconuts. That was because down in the Philippines, the president was a lady named Corazon Aquino, and she was known as Coco. Did you know that? Cocoa for Coconuts.
I always think of Chanel, Coco Chanel.
All right, and I think when I hear that, of Chanel number 5, so that shows you how different. It's different, but it's just the same.
Yeah, different but the same.
Same Chanel.
All right. So coconut, not in cocoa. Well, I don't want to belabor the point because I'm liable to get into a discussion with Jay about that white stuff that some people call...
It's so delicious.
The stuff that comes out of the mammaries of cows and human beings. What was it Jack said to me when he was here that he wanted to hear me say mammary?
Say it again, Doug. Say it again. Say it.
Mammary glands. Yum.
It doesn't produce colostrum. It's not real.
That's it. Correct. All right, here's our recall of the day. This is really kind of weird. Zephyr Hills Natural Spring Water has been recalled. 300,000 cases of their natural spring water because of bromate in the finished product. Bromate's some kind of something that is natural in the soil, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But what in the heck is it doing in the water, I guess, would be, there's an allowable level of it, but it's not much. And so there are people who are, apparently bromate is formed when ozone used to disinfect drinking water reacts with bromide. So bromate and bromide, which are both found in various amounts in water, if you leave it in your body for a long time, it can cause kidney damage. At least they've done it in laboratory animals, cancer in rats, that kind of stuff. So they don't really know what it'll do to humans, but they don't want to take a chance, and I don't blame them. I don't want to be an experiment.
No, you don't. And when you think about how much of this stuff is, it's found naturally in a lot of these things. Like, what is it? Arsenic is found in rice, in the brown rice and the white rice. Mm-hmm. And there are different heavy metals that are found in cacao. So the darker the chocolate you eat, the higher it will potentially be, as opposed to milk chocolate or white chocolate, which really isn't chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, here's the news for those of you who don't want to eat meat. The latest to be approved, the latest non-meat to be approved is chicken. That isn't chicken. These are, the companies that have been approved to make or sell lab-grown chicken. Upside Foods and Eat Just have grants of inspection from the Department of Ag. So at the moment...
This is interesting because it is chicken. It's just not from an actual... It's not from a living, breathing chicken, but it's the makeup, the genetic makeup of actual chicken. It's the DNA of chicken. It's not It's not like the actual vegan chicken nuggets. So would vegans and vegetarians be able to eat this since it wasn't from an actual animal, even though it technically has the same makeup?
Yeah, it has the same labels on it. Cell-cultivated chicken. The green light. So you're going to run to the store and get your cultivated chicken, boys and girls? I don't know if I can say yum after that. It's that's one of those technological advances, so some say. 59 after here on Good Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.